It does. It was a big challenge for us to go into a hostile environment against a very good football team, a team that was above us in the AFC North rankings, and a very good defense. So it was a good challenge for us on offense, and anytime you can go on the road and get a win in the NFL, you'll take it.
And I know you've had fun since you've been here, but now with the toys that you have, the weapons that you have, you're a kid in a candy store right now.
It's kind of like being in number one Cochran's showroom, but it's fun because these guys are awesome. I've had so many good guys from Hines Ward to Plexico to Heath Miller, and go on and on. But to see these young guys and how much they blossom every week and every game and every day in practice, it's so much fun. And then you add the experience of a Jericho Cotchery. It's just so much fun. And I said it in training camp, I think the sky's the limit for those guys, for us as an offense. And I think we're still getting better every week.
We are hanging at the number one Cochran Buick GMC dealership. And, Ben, you've had a great association with them. And I actually went to the same high school as Rob, so I know the kind of deal you have with this guy. Just talk about how much he's meant to you.
You know what? I've been associated with them since my rookie year. And I would never think about going anywhere else. They're awesome. Rob is just such an awesome person. Everybody you deal with here at number one Cochran, you feel like it's family. And I'm so proud to drive their cars and to be associated with them because they are family. And like I said, Rob's just an awesome guy. And I'm appreciative of everything that they've done for me. And hopefully I can just help them a little bit.
I know you will not take a shot at the Ravens. They've beaten you twice already this year. But there's this thing they call a Super Bowl hangover. They've treated your games, their victories over you. Look what they've done the next game after they've beaten you guys.
Yeah, it's that's the NFL, I guess. They go out to Seattle last week, and I've never been to Seattle, but I've heard it's a very tough place to play. But they get up for us. We know that. We've always known that. It's unfortunate that we had to lose twice to them this year. You never know if there'll be a third time. There seems to have been in the last couple of years, but they get really excited for our games and they beat us. But we can't control that anymore. We just got to control our own destiny and try and put together a bunch of wins.
Obviously, the bye week means get that body better. You have some work to do there, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. O-line's been doing a great job, but when you're playing these top-ranked defenses, they get after you. So this week's going to be good rest to get from head to toe to get healthy, and it comes at the right time. We're going to get a lot of other guys back as well. We're hoping to get back to full strength going into a really crucial stretch of games for us on the road and both AFC North games.
The offense is just absolutely clicking. I don't know how you decide who to throw it to because Heath Miller can carry a drive or two like he's done a couple of times, and now you and Contra seem like you have a little thing going there. How much fun is that to have those choices?
It's great. It usually comes down to who leaves the biggest, most $100 bills in the envelope in my locker. But it really is fun. I think they're a great group of guys because I don't hear it too often. They don't come to me too many times, man, I'm not getting the ball, I'm not getting the ball. They just want to win games. Now, anybody that feels that they're a playmaker and are playmakers and is a competitor is going to want the ball every play. That you want them to do that. But everybody's happy. When Jericho scored his first touchdown, guys were just so happy for him. I was extremely happy for him. And, it's close your eyes and pick one.
One more for Ben on the Fan Morning Show. Ben, people have to start listening to you more. You convinced Bruce Arians to stick around. That's working out pretty well. You said from the get-go, Max Starks has to be back on this football team. All of your suggestions have been right on.
I think, I don't want to take too much credit, but I think what we should do is look into Andrew Luck. I think we should be in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes. That could help us out a lot.
All right, I'm going to let you go on that one, Ben. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, anytime. All right.